KALW.
This is New Arrivals, a pocket-sized book tour with Bay Area authors. I'm Lisa Morehouse. Jessica Guerreri lives in Davis. Her book, Both Can Be True, came out May 19th, 2026.
There's more than one way for a woman to disappear. She can leave without packing a bag, slip out so quietly no one thinks to follow, or she can stay smiling, stay small, stay busy, stay married, and vanish away. She used to believe escape was a privilege, that only the selfish left and the ones who could afford to blow up their lives and start fresh in some coastal town, blending into the hum of tide and anonymity, until she learned the truth. Sometimes leaving isn't a decision at all. It's a final, flickering instinct of a woman trying to stay alive, a quiet kind of survival. There is almost always a moment in time, a threshold where a decision must be made. And even if the world leads in, offering its polite suggestions, be good, be grateful, be fine, it's still hers alone to make. But there's a part of her, a soft animal part, that still wants to run, that wants to fade into the trees or the lakes or the arms of no one at all, to stop performing, to stop explaining, to stop. She began to wonder how long she could be gone before anyone noticed. And she wasn't thinking about the version of herself who packed lunches and signed permission slips, who kept the calendar color-coded and the fridge full. She meant the real one, the one who had always been missing for a while now. Because sometimes the body stays, but the woman is already gone.
That was Jessica Guerreri reading from Both Can Be True. New Arrivals is produced by KALW Public Radio.